Welcome back, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Scott, it's such a gorgeous day. I don't know if I can contain myself.
It is. It's the sun is shining. It's beautiful. It's spring. The trees are growing. It's great.
Yeah.
It just kind of reminds me of what we talked about with the liquid barley grass in our last podcast, because we talked about how when things are growing and they're shooting up, that's when there's so much life energy. And I have to say that over the last week, I've been taking my barley grass liquid faithfully every morning with my Exela 50, and there is a change.
You're feeling better, huh?
Yeah, it's like it's clearer, it's more vibrant, I'm more alive, it's you know what it's like when you've always watched TV and it's black and white, and then you go and you watch it in high definition color.
That much of a difference.
That's
impressive.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, like everything
is. That is actually typical, but interesting though. You know, as it feels on the inside, you probably are even looking better on the outside. What do you think?
Well, I've had a few people come up to me and say, man, you look great. In fact, I visited one of my best friends a little while ago in Houston, Texas, and I hadn't seen him for about 3 or 4 years. And he and his wife both said, wow, like, you just look awesome. And I didn't, you know, really know what to say, because...
Yeah, what's the big deal, right?
What's the big deal? Yeah. But there was certainly something about it. When I walked in the room, they were just like, wow, man, you just look great.
Yeah. And, you know, there are two components to it. I mean, number one, you know, you're not aging, you're youthing now, because, you know, the body, the individual cells really are immortal. They will keep going and dividing as they need to.
That's exciting.
As long as you nourish a cell properly, it will just keep on going. The thing that stops cell going is self-intoxication, meaning the toxins that it's putting out are not being washed away, and it starts poisoning itself. So if we detoxify and nourish, things are going to work, and you're going to start looking better.
It's a pretty basic system when you think of it that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, make it so that all the toxins that you take in can leave, and make sure everything you're sticking in is helping your cells.
Right, and there comes a big important point, which is, again, it's very basic. The three basic components in good nourishment is enzymes, which you get lots of in the...
Exela 50.
Well, anything that's green and harvested in such way that you preserve the actual enzymes in it. Preservation stops enzymatic activity.
Right.
And we do that so that the thing doesn't spoil. But it's also stupid, because that makes it less alive and less digestible. The two ways that work, that keep the enzymatic activity available to us, is either freeze drying to make it dry, or freezing, which preserves most of it as well. Other than that, there's only one other method, which is what MMP does with their liquid barley grass, which is running it through a blender that's got such high power that it actually breaks the cellular walls. When you break the cell walls of the individual cells, you stop the enzymatic activity.
But that keeps the quality, right? And the potency.
Yeah, keeps the quality, and it keeps the nutrients available to you. So anyway, so that's enzymes. The second part is minerals. You need to have good supply of minerals, major minerals like calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, phosphorus, but also the less known ones, or less, they're called trace minerals.
Right.
You know, chromium, molybdenum, germanium, copper, zinc, those type of things. And when you supply those in sufficient qualities or quantities, I'm not talking too well today, in sufficient quantities, the electrolyte, the medium inside each individual cell, is enhanced, is functioning properly. And when you have the right amount of these minerals, you have higher voltage in the cell. I mean, it's a very straightforward common thing. When you have good electrolytes, the battery works. When you have bad electrolytes, the battery is not working.
Right, right.
Same for the human body. So if you can just visualize the rheostat in your dining room, where you can just turn the knob and the light goes from dim to bright.
Yep.
That's a similar process that happens in a human cell when the electrolytes improve. All of a sudden, the voltage goes up and the whole thing glows.
Hmm.
And we humans are essentially a collection of 30 trillion cells traveling in one group together. So when the voltage goes up, the glow goes up, and it's known as the healthy glow. And
they're looking great.
People, yeah, some people actually see it, right?
Right, right.
It's known as the aura.
Yeah, the human aura. People have yeah. claimed to have seen that. I feel like I've seen it sometimes, but
yeah, I mean, you can train yourself to see it. You know, it's sort of like you defocus. You don't look with your direct vision. You have to look with your peripheral vision, mm-hmm. and you can start seeing these things. And of course, some more sensitive people will see not just the glows, the size of the glow itself, but also the different colors and where it is. And it can be photographed and has been. Carolian photography has demonstrated that it exists, and you know, this is not just some new age babble.
Right, right. It's another part of quantum physics, right?
Yeah. So there you have it. When you nourish yourself with good minerals, you glow.
Hmm. So you said there was enzymes, minerals, and was there a third thing?
Well, you know, we need calories. So carbohydrates give us the energy.
Okay. All right.
And then there is the proteins, which we use for building things. So those are the four, I guess I should have said four major components. And then there's the fifth one, which is the water, right?
Right. So there's a number of components, and most of us get a fair bit of protein and a fair bit of maybe too many carbohydrates, but we seem to be missing out on the enzymes and the minerals. I think that's probably your main point.
Those are the ones that we need to supplement with, because as far as enzymes go, the groceries, as we discussed many times, don't arrive in a good enough shape.
Yeah.
They just don't survive the travel and refrigeration and cooking, which really puts them out.
Yeah, living food is the key, right?
Yes, sir. Living raw.
Living raw food.
And the minerals, well, our fields are not mineralized sufficiently anymore. The industrial agriculture that pushes the plants to grow faster with nitrogen and phosphorus causes them to retain less or take on less of the trace minerals. So when you get it, it just doesn't nourish as well as it used to.
Plus, if someone's been growing plants somewhere for 50 years or 80 years, and not put anything back, chances are it's depleted, even if they weren't pushing the growth, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about biodynamic farming. I don't think we have. You know, organic food is all the rage. People talk about organic. What's important is that in biodynamic farming, not only do you not poison your field with toxic herbicide, pesticide type of things, but you also remineralize and resupply the soil. That's what biodynamic is all about, that you actually use, for instance, basalt or some other paramagnetic rock dust that you will bring to the field and replenish the soil, and also put back, things like manure or other things that are rich in the nutrients that the plants require.
Right. Yeah, so it's not just what we put in our bodies, it's what we put into what we put into our bodies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have this friend, she lives on the coast near Victoria, BC, and she would go out to the sea and she would harvest kelp.
Oh,
just
yes.
Basic seaweed, piles of it, throw it on the back of her pickup truck and haul it to the garden and in the fall and just leave it there to rot until the springtime. She'd grow the phenomenal vegetables because it's full of minerals from the sea.
Right.
Yeah.
And the seas
healthy,
were
strong.
That's kind of where the life comes from, right? Originally we came out of the sea and
yeah.
So they say.
Yeah, we talked about that in relation to the Himalayan crystal salt we sell too.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
The primary soup from which all life arose. The amniotic fluid
of the planet.
Of the womb.
Yeah.
Of the planet, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have to tell you the bad news about liquefied barley.
I was just going to say, first of all, where can people find liquefied barley if they wanted to get it? And I guess we can go to www.life-enthusiast.com.
Yes, and under brands, look at MMP Solutions.
And it'll come up
there. MMP stands for Miracle Mineral Power. And MMP Solutions makes several things, green ionic minerals and also these liquefied barley. And they are selling so fast, so well, that they now tell us that they will only ship six packs. They will not even ship individual bottles. And it can only be shipped directly to consumer. It's not that we can stock it, because it needs to be stocked refrigerated and only for a few days. So it's actually being shipped directly. And they ship it in freezer packs, so that it arrives actually still cold. And so the only way you can get it is if you ask for it by the six-pack.
By the six-pack.
It's available in either 6 of 4 ounce or 6 of 8 ounce.
Cool. Well, and you can't get enough of it as far as I'm concerned. I'm really excited with the results I'm seeing from it. And
yeah.
And I mean, it's easy to take, and it doesn't taste nearly as bad as the cod liver oil my mom used to give me when I was a kid.
I'm very happy to hear that. Yeah, I quite like the taste myself.
Yeah. And that's the interesting thing, you know, because oftentimes, like, I've tried lots of different greens and stuff like that, and it tastes awful. But the Exula 50, I mean, just tastes really good. The liquefied barley grass tastes great.
Yeah.
You know, not that I'm drinking, you know, 8 ounces at one time or anything like that, but, you know, a teaspoon, and
yeah.
It's not hard to go down at all.
Yeah. I've actually had a similar experience to this. I wanted to spy on the competition, so I went to a health food store, and they are selling a product, I think it's called Vega. It's a pouch that has 20 grams of ready-to-go superfood.
Hmm.
On the instructions, it says, just open this packet, pour enough water or juice to make a glass full of it, you know, shake it up and drink it. That's your meal replacement. Of course, I'm thoroughly spoiled by the Exula product.
Right, right.
So I thought, well, let me see how competition's doing. Honestly, it was just... Oh. Anyway, it was not good. I was just so happy to know that the Exula tastes so much better, and I was very excited calling Javari at the Exula manufacturing, telling him we have to start putting together these individual packs and pouches.
That's right. That's right. Particularly if this is what your competition is going to be doing, and you'd be able to beat them with a nice tasting product for sure.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Cool. All right. Well, Martin, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day. I know that you've got a lot going on, and I know also that this liquid barley grass is just flying out. It's hard to keep it in stock. And so really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to spend it with us and share this great information. And as usual, I'm going to give you the last word.
Thank you. Yes, folks, this is the Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.